Ding, ding, ding. The ornamental bell on an old cemetery headstone rang out, no one touching it, no wind or breeze. The string attached to the top of the bell hung down the stone and disappeared into the ground. To the naked eye, it would seem as though the bell dinged from natural causes, like the wind. But my eye zeroed in on the string as it slowly moved up and down, deliberately. I stepped back and looked at the stone. The chiseled words, "I told you I was sick, Mamie Sue Preston," were scrolled in fancy lettering. Her date of death was a few years before I took over as undertaker of Eternal Slumber Funeral Home. Granted, it was a family business I had taken over from my parents and my granny. Some family business. Ding, ding, ding. I looked at the bell. A petite, older woman with a short gray bob neatly combed under a small pillbox hat was doing her best to sit ladylike on the stone with one leg crossed over the other. She wore a pale green skirt suit. Her fingernail tapped the bell, causing it to ding. I couldn't help but notice the large diamond on her finger, the strand of pearls around her neck, and some more wrapped on her wrist. And with a gravestone like that, I knew she came from money. "Honey, child, you can see me, can't you?" she asked, her lips smacked together. She grinned, not a tooth in her head. There was a cane in her hand. She tapped the stone with it. "Can you believe they buried me without my teeth?" I closed my eyes, squeezed them tight, opened them back up. "Ta-da! Still here." She put the cane on the ground and tap danced around it on her own grave. "Don't do that! It's bad luck!" I repeated another southern phrase I had heard all my life. She did another little giddy-up. "I'm serious," I said in a flat, inflectionless tone. "Never dance or walk over someone's grave. It's bad luck." "Honey, my luck couldn't get any worse than it already is." Her face was drawn, her onyx eyes set, her jaw tensed. "Thank God you are here. There is no way I can cross over without my teeth." She smacked her lips. "Oh, by the way, Digger Spears just sent me, and I passed Cephas Hardy on the way. He told me exactly where I could find you." She leaned up against the stone. "Let me introduce myself." She stuck the cane in the crook of her elbow and adjusted the pillbox hat on her head. "I'm the wealthiest woman in Sleepy Hollow, Mamie Sue Preston, and I can pay you whatever you'd like to get me to the other side. But first, can you find my teeth?" I tried to swallow the lump in my throat. This couldn't be happening. Couldn't I have just a few days off between my betweener clients?